All right. Patrick Roycey joins us 3 days a week here on Mackie and Judd. You can find Roycey Unchained on Mondays. So everyone's very excited that the Wilfs pulled the plug and hit the reset button on the general manager and the coach. It's a new era of Vikings football, but now they have to actually hire someone competent at GM and coach. What is your level of confidence that the Wilfs know what they're doing, Pat?
I would hope it's not the Wilfs that know what they're doing here, that they're not, that they don't think they know anything about football, and that they got some people they trust, maybe Brzezinski, and I don't know who else is wandering around out there that they can rely on. They're not using a search firm, which I don't have any trouble with, because who, you know, there's 5-6 guys out there. You don't really need a search firm. But I would hope that it's not like when they made their first hire with Chile and were just so excited to hire somebody. They took, you know, they took the first guy they interviewed. And have they really hired a general manager before? I guess they didn't hire the guy that lasted a week, right? Fran Foley was
no. They did.
They did. Okay,
that was them. Yep.
Yeah, they hired him,
but he wasn't a GM per se. He was going to help Brad with personnel decisions.
Well, he was what Spielman was. Yeah, yeah, he was going to help. Yes. And do we ever know why he got blown out in like 3 months?
Oh, I think the fact he lied on his resume and Seifert wrote about it didn't help. And I think being a jackass was his biggest flaw.
Well, and he probably thought that he was being hired as the general manager, right? And maybe he and Chile were clashing. I don't know.
Or it's possible too.
They gave Chile, people forget that the early years, they gave Chile like the same kind of power Denny had almost, right? For personnel decisions. I think that was in his contract. And then they took those away at the end. People are trying to still blame others for, you know, Ponder and some of those. I mean, for some of those draft choices, because Spielman wasn't officially the general manager until 2012, right? But by 2011, he was running the operation. So his time as general manager goes back to there. But I don't see these as some people, it's more important that you hire the right general manager. It's more important than you hire the right coach. I see it as equal, don't you? I think you need them both in the modern NFL. And a lot of people are nervous, I guess. They want to make sure the Vikings get in early to hire the right guy, because there's now, what, 5 or 6 openings. They don't know if they're, you know, make sure you get the right GM, okay? That's more important than being first to get Kellen Moore, who's a 33-year-old crapshoot, right? He might be great. He might be a genius, and he might be an idiot. Who knows? And so don't be in a hurry as much as you are to find the right guy. And then who are you going to trust? Now, I'm not excited because the Bears have brought in senile Bill Polian. Who's going to hire, who's going to have him hire Doug Peterson or somebody, you know.
Just knock the cobwebs off Bill Polian.
Yeah, who's a, you know, how'd that league you started go, Bill? It lasted about 20 minutes.
Well, didn't he also have a Lamar Jackson take at one point?
Wide receiver.
Lamar Jackson is going to be a wide receiver in the NFL.
Not if they should move him.
He doesn't look as wrong as he did.
Well, Lamar had a bad year, but he did win an MVP at quarterback.
Yeah, he did win an MVP at quarterback. But I guess my vibe is, you know, let's see who they end up with. Well, and once they hire them, we still won't know, yeah. Right?
Another funny thing, I brought this up to these guys on Purple After Dark last night. I think we look at the unproven commodity, we look at the best case of what Kellen Moore could be if he lived up to his potential, and if it's shiny and it's new and it's a hot young candidate, we value that more than the retread, quote unquote.
Yes.
Like a Doug Peterson, because it's like Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl,
yes,
with Nick Foles as his starting quarterback in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But because it ended in a train wreck, people are like, oh, I'm out on Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. Look at how that thing ended. Who cares how it ended?
Well,
you won a Super Bowl.
The rumor floating around, where did it come from? You told me Lane Kiffin came from where? I'm all in on Lane Kiffin. Why does everybody hate Lane Kiffin? But he's an offensive savant.
Judd's been killing it with inside information this week, and I'll sprinkle a little seasoning here and there. Sure. And I checked with someone last night who said the Lane Kiffin thing is absolutely real. Not that like he's going to get hired, but that the Vikings do have interest in Lane Kiffin.
But did they have that interest when Spielman was the GM?
You know? Well, the Mike Ryan from the Levitard show is saying that Lane Kiffin, or I don't know, again, I don't know who he got this from, but that Lane Kiffin would only coach the Vikings if Rick Spielman was gone because they wouldn't mesh.
Oh, okay.
And it is weird. It is weird that Rick was basically like offered a chance to move elsewhere in the organization, and they changed their minds in the last few days before Monday. For what reason?
Yeah. Because they were going to take power away from him, and he didn't realize how. I think they looked at themselves and said, well, no, I'm sticking with my theory from yesterday. They knew it was a PR. This is all being done as a public relations maneuver to get back on the good side of the public. And if you keep Spielman, you do not achieve that. So that's my theory, is why they finally looked at themselves and said, we can't keep him. Because the public's still going to be, they're going to say, oh, what difference does it make if you hire a new coach when you still have Spielman, right?
Spielman got a nice tribute video, I will say, too, from the Vikings Twitter account. It was like a 60-second. It was highlights of him calling draft picks and telling them you're a Minnesota Viking. Very respectable tribute video.
I do love the fact that Zim is now a tyrant. Zim's problem was he was a tyrant.
Not nice to people.
He's always been a tyrant.
Didn't he told somebody that
strokes the players' egos.
He told someone that now having Eric Kendrick speak out against you ain't good, that's for sure. But I love the where was this when he was coaching? Where was a little of this candor when he was coaching?
That's what I keep saying, too. Yeah.
Post-firing candor never impresses me.
If you don't like the guy, tell us you don't like the guy. Don't spiel about how great the guy is.
And then don't. Yeah, it's okay if you don't say anything, right? But if you praise him and then they fire him and you say, actually, he was an idiot and a tyrant, then you're a fraud. All right. You know,
speaking of frauds, how about Joe Judge? The Giants said 2 weeks ago, Joe Judge is safe. It's not. And then he gave an 11-minute rambling, babbling post-game press conference. And the Giants are like, yeah, dude, you're fired.
Ripping the Washington football team. But Shermer got 2 years. Yes. Joe Judge got 2 years. Yes. They've turned into the Browns.
I know.
You know, the mayor organization, this solid, long-time, historic NFL organization, you know, they had the wrong GM, obviously, but, firing guys after 2 years. If this had happened, Parcells would have never made it, right? Parcells would. If this would have been the old operation. I don't think they were good when he first got there, was he? But this guy was an idiot. You could see that from the beginning. This Judge, he was never going to make it.
Did you guys see? So Aaron Rodgers does these weekly hits on McAfee. Did you hear Aaron Rodgers' comments on Joe Judge from yesterday?
No.
I should have had us pull these just because they're hilarious, but. But so he goes on and they ask him, you know, hey, what, I can't remember what the question was, but at one point, again, a meaningless week 18 game, the Giants have a 3rd and 9 or something at their own like 15-yard line, or they're backed up and they run out goal line package and they run a quarterback sneak just to like move forward and get some extra. I mean, again, they weren't at the 1-yard line. They were like, you know, and Aaron Rodgers just absolutely eviscerated Joe Judge and said, you know, if I'm the quarterback and you send that play call in, you know, can you imagine what's going to happen?
How about Larry Fitz and Carson Wentz on that show? Did you hear that?
No.
He just said, you know, he makes me sick.
Really?
You know, he basically just ripped the hell out of him. Said you can't rely on him. He's a loser. He ripped him pretty good. I heard a little clip on the radio yesterday when I was driving around.
Larry Fitz Jr., the kid ripped him up?
He never says anything controversial.
Yeah, but he's got that show with Rodgers.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I'm serious, okay. Let's go.
He might want to be picking up his game a little bit as far as the criticism's concerned, but he basically said, you're not. And it was interesting to me that Frank Reich said, I don't know if he's our quarterback, if we're going forward with him or not. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I've never been a Wentz fan, but.
All the more reason to hire Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson with Carson Wentz. Got the best out of Carson Wentz, the best out of Nick Foles. Looks great in a visor. He knows what Super Bowl glory inside that stadium looks like.
I don't like the visor.
He's in the 50s, man. He's not making.
He looks like he's wearing one of those like fake visors with the fake hair spiking up.
Childress had one of those one time. He thought it was really funny. Oh, he's like, I got hair now.
Hey, we were talking about this before the show started, but it was nice to see our Timberwolves. No show last night, and then beat themselves up about Beverly. We stink. You can't. We stink. Ant, I was terrible in the first quarter. I didn't play at all. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Play in the first quarter, but it is funny because it's not really the NBA style. You know, it's more the hockey style to beat yourself up about effort after a game, right? Than the NBA.
Yeah,
style.
It's become the Timberwolves' MO. I feel like this is about the ninth time this season where, like, the team leader, Cat's the best at this, right?
Yeah.
He'll come out and, we really need to do this. It's like, and then, three nights later, they do the same exact thing.
It's this one. Crumbles up the box score and tosses it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Cat statement.
There's a little Kirk Cousins in Karl Anthony Towns where he says,
did you think the coach joined in a little more than he has in the past? In today's quotes, the coach kind of joined in and ripped them too, which he hasn't done a lot of. So,
yeah.
But you're right about Cat. He's an interesting cat, that's for sure. But,
yes.
I mean, the idea that they are this immaculate team that can't get beat, if the other team makes a lot of shit, guard the guy. Guard the only guy they got on the floor that can make a shot. How about that? They made three threes in 33 seconds.
What was that last shot, though? So Okogie, who his one great thing is he's supposed to be good defensively, Ingram got that shot off so easily. I mean,
Ingram can get a shot off over almost anyone.
But it wasn't
guarding him.
Over, Okogie had gone into the paint and came back.
That's why him and Beverly should have both been trying to deny him the ball, right? So,
I mean, it's a nice play, but.
But they're halfway point of the season, by the way. 41 games, 82-game season, and they're 20-21.
The over-under in most sports books was 34.5, so they're pacing well ahead on the over.
Yes. So I went over to listen to Coach Motzko yesterday at his weekly press conference after he lost his goalie.
I'm very upset.
And it appears that we have a kid coming in, 18 years old, playing from Youngstown. He's playing in Youngstown, Ohio. Bartuz Kowicz. He's only 18. He turns 19 next month. And he was going to come in next fall and probably be their goalie. But now they're going to, if they can get him in school, he's probably going to start spring semester here. But I've been spending all day trying to figure out how to spell this guy's name, right? But I finally came up with it. Metkevich. Except take out the M-I-E-N-T and put in B-A-R-T-O-S-Z. Take out the mint, put in the Bartuz, and you've got Bartuzkowicz.
I'm lost.
Why don't you just Google it and make sure and copy it and make sure it's right, Sid?
You can't copy it just have it in your computer for life, right?
Just put it at the top of every document or something.
Do you remember SaveGetz back in the day? I mean, I had a lot of stuff copied on the SaveGetz.
But the hockey world, he's got three guys going to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
His goalie went to the Carolina Hurricanes. He's got four or five players with COVID now that he might not be able to play this weekend. They might not, this weekend series might end up getting called off, but he's only got 26 players on his roster. He won't have enough players to play, I don't think. The whole college hockey season is, I'm going to talk to Mike Hastings here in a little bit, the Mankato coach. Got the best team in the country. He's going to China for a month. What the hell goes on here? I asked Motzko yesterday, are you guys that unimportant that you can just leave the coach? I said, the coach is leaving to go coach somebody else in the middle of the season. I don't get it.
can we forget for this year at least Olympic hockey completely? Like, go do your cute little games and your luge and stuff. Can we not play hockey? Honest to God.
The anti-Olympic spirit from Royce and Judd is just appalling to me.
It doesn't matter. Olympic hockey doesn't. No one's going. No one cares.
I mean, does college hockey matter? Nothing really matters if you want to go.
No, really, but I mean, your country.
We're all just specks of dust on this earth.
Yes, that is true.
Thanks.
You ever look at the Grand Canyon? Go look at the Grand Canyon.
No, it bores me.
Look into the Grand Canyon. It'll tell you how unimportant we all are.
Yeah.
You know what? It bores me. I don't got time to look at a big.
You look at the dead damn thing and you say, what difference do I make? I make no difference. I could walk off the ledge and nobody would ever know.
I am.
Look at this thing. This is one little river in the damn thing, 5,000 feet deep. Look at the Grand Canyon. We're not important. You're right.
And as you're falling down, you're just ranting about Olympics.
I don't enjoy the Grand Canyon.
Right. Why don't they not have Olympic hockey splash?
They took the
You know what? I'm trying to fix things, okay?
You can just walk right off the ledge if you want to.
I'm trying to fix things. The Grand Canyon, I'm sorry. Not a popular opinion. Bores me to death. I mean,
what excites you?
Let's go look at the Grand Canyon.
But Flyers versus Canadians on NHL Network.
Yes, Grand Canyon.
I was talking about the subject with a family member the other day at lunch. And he had the greatest observation that I hadn't heard, because he'd heard this somewhere else. What is the world going to be like? What is the world going to be like when you're not here? You know, when you're not here, gone. He said, this guy said, exactly like it was before you were born.
It's going to be very boring for you.
Or just a speck of dust, but let's worry about it. Olympic hockey. You're right.
Yep, and Kirk Cousins, fake.
Yeah, stance. Right, Kirk Cousins.
All right. Well, you gave us a hard out. We're going to respect your hard out of 9:43 a.m. here, Pat.
All right, thank you.
All right,
see you guys.
Rapping with Royce here, Mackie and Judd, scoring at the YouTube.